And all God's people said?
Amen.
Amen. Our God is an awesome God. Just think, we're seeing people are coming in through our doors just hurting between the ages of 18 and 75. That's quite a range, wouldn't you say? And but nothing is too hard. Nothing is too hard. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Turn with me this morning to 1 Samuel chapter 17. How many of you here this morning are familiar with the story of David and Goliath? Anybody? Okay, I want to call it the truth. It's not just a story.
That's right.
It's a truth, amen? It happened. And God recorded it for us so that we can learn some things from it. 1 Samuel chapter 17. And one of the first things I want to remind you of is that America is in trouble. If you agree with that, say amen. America is in trouble. From the smallest town to the largest city, our nation is in trouble. Our nation is immoral, and the church is strangely quiet. The church is quiet. And we need to do something. Amen. We need to do something, and we need to announce our cause. By the way, it's time for the church to come out of the closet. Everybody else is. Amen. Everybody else is coming out of the closet, and it's time for the church. The church has gone into the closet, and we're not proclaiming the Great Commission. We're not proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about one-on-one. And let me tell you why. It's a proven fact. It's a proven fact. Statistics show that most believers, or most professing believers in America, has never read the Bible from Genesis and Revelations. Most professing believers in the Bible in America does not pray daily, does not attend church on a regular basis, will not tithe, and has never handed out a gospel tract. Most professing believers in America fit that category. So I want to challenge you this morning. David, young David, 17 years of age, faced a man that was at least 9 feet and 9 inches tall. By the way, God has a habit of having his people face off with giants. Isn't that right? Throughout the Old Testament, if you remember correctly, when the Lord delivered the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, they refused to go into the promised land because of what?
Giants.
And maybe that's what's keeping you out. I don't know. Maybe, listen, by the way, a person 9'9 is a big boy, amen? Sometimes I could imagine what he would eat for breakfast, amen? 5 dozen eggs. 6 loaves of bread, amen? 4 or 5 pounds of meat, maybe a half a ham, eat the whole shank, amen? 4 or 5 gallons of milk and burp, and that would be the appetizer. But David, I want you to notice something about David and his life. I want to read a few verses. I don't have a lot of time, so I want to get right to the main verse. Verse number 40, the Bible says, and he took his staff in his hand. This would be David. That's what he used to take care of the sheep on the backside of the desert, in the wilderness. He took his staff in his hand and chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near into the Philistine. But let me tell you what qualified David for this point. What qualified David for this particular incident in his life at such a young age was that David made it known to King Saul, because King Saul questioned David's abilities to face this giant. And David said to the king, he says, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear. Now, nothing had been mentioned about a lion and a bear previously in this chapter until now. But when the king asked him of his qualifications, he said, the lion and the bear came for the sheep, and I went out after them. I believe one of the main problems in the church today is that we're not taking care of the lion and the bear of daily life. We've been stomped to death by the lion and the bear of everyday life. By the way, lions and bears are fierce animals. And listen, I know that we're all challenged because I'm challenged. It was a challenge to me in more ways than one this morning to get up at 1 o'clock. But you know what? I accepted it as a challenge, and I thank the Lord for the opportunity. Yes. I'm going to Tennessee, Illinois, because we were invited, we're expected, and let's go. Amen. I'm not afraid of a long day. I'm not afraid of getting tired. In fact, I kind of joked about it this morning when everybody else in the car woke up. They woke up about 10 minutes to 6. I told them I slept from 5 after 5 to 25 to 6. Myself, behind the wheel, 70 miles an hour. Amen. They didn't believe me. There was some truth to it. Amen. What are you doing with the lion and the bear? Amen. Do you know how to handle? David says he went out after him and he took the sheep away from him. Do you know how to do that? And if not, why not? Yeah. Why not? It's good to have a pastor. But let me tell you something. He's put here to minister. He's put here to preach. He can't fix everything. Listen, as adult Christians, we need to be able to take care of the lion and the bear of everyday life. A lot of pastors are worn out trying to kill the lion and the bear of the people. Well, I don't have to. I'm supposed to preach later on, amen? By the way, I'm a big mouth Baptist preacher. Usually, listen, I usually need an hour or so to preach. I won't get it here today, but I'm going to do as much as I can. Look at verse number 40. The Bible says David chose him 5 smooth stones. Now, let me tell you what made them smooth. What made them smooth was the sand in the brook. And they, and because they were smooth, he selected them. They would fly straight in trajectory. Okay? Well, let me tell you what. I don't have time to get into the depth of it because my watch up here, I borrowed it from one of my friends because I forgot mine. But this watch here is not saved. I mean, I can almost see the hand moving. Amen? But he chose him 5 smooth giant killing stones. Most professing believers in America today do not have any. Stone number 1, Bible study.
Amen.
Bible study. Yeah. Listen, we need to be studying the Word of God. Amen. Folks, listen. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:15, study. That's not a suggestion. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Study to show thyself. Listen, if we would study the Word of God, the way we study to make ourselves look well and so on, we'd be much better off.
Amen.
Stone number 1, study. Bible study. This is a giant killing stone because it will teach you how to conduct yourself. It will teach you how to do a lot of things. The Bible is full of wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
The Bible is full of examples of all kinds, the good and the bad. And best of all, amen, you get over in the New Testament and you find none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the God-man.
That's right.
Oh, we can learn so much by taking a good look at Jesus Christ. My sister-in-law and I, my wife's sister, was on the phone yesterday, and she's reading Mark and studying Luke. And she said, let me tell you what the Lord told me. I saw the Lord being crucified, not defending himself. And we both cried on the phone and prayed and asked God to forgive us for being so defensive,
yes,
even against our own family,
yes,
being so always trying to protect myself. Oh, we need to learn how not to do that. Bible study. By the way, if you study the Bible, you'll learn some of that stuff.
Amen.
If you're saved, I won't take for granted that everybody here is saved this morning. But if you're not saved, I want you to know something. You can be saved.
Yes.
Listen, one of us, any one of us, we will take the Word of God and we will show you how you can be saved through faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Plus nothing.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Stone number 2, prayer. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
Amen.
We need to pray. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse number 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I'll forgive their sins and heal their land. Listen, the church needs to study the Bible, and we need to pray. We need to study the Bible, and we need to pray. We need to study the Bible and we need to pray.
Amen.
We need to be doing that.
Yes.
Stone number 3, church attendance. Amen. Now, I don't want to get myself in trouble here, but there's no reason why in a town this small that everybody who's coming to the morning worship service is not here now. We should be able to have one long service and just get it over with and then eat. Amen. Should have been able to start at 9:30 and just go on till a quarter to 12. Amen.
Amen.
Just have a ball. By the way, service starts at 9:30.
Right. Amen?
Amen? Morning worship starts later on, but the services begins at 9:30. Everybody in this town ought to be here. Church attendance, Hebrews 10:25. The Bible says, forsaken not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Boy, I tell you what, there's nothing easier to do than to make excuses not to go to church. Well, I don't think I'm going today. Amen? Not going today. I don't feel good today. But I'll tell you what, we're mighty active on Monday. Amen? We need to be just as active on Sunday as we are on Monday. Stone number four. Witnessing. Listen, I don't want to embarrass you this morning, but it's possible that there's people here today who's never handed out a gospel tract. I want to get you started. Amen. You drive by somebody's house. You see the car parked in the yard. Sneak up on the car with a tract. Put it under the windshield wiper and run before they catch you. Amen. At least that'll get you started. Witnessing. Do you know a plan of salvation? Do you know a plan of salvation from memory? And if not, why not? Would you be able to take the word of God and show someone from the Bible how to be born again? And if not, why not? These are smooth stones. These are giant killing stones. This will qualify you to meet the Goliaths of your life. Amen. Let me tell you, one of the big problems in the church is most church folks, their giant is too small. It ain't Goliath at all. It's a midget. Amen. Yep. Nothing but a midget. Yep. Stone number five, giving. 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 Did you know that if every born-again believer in America were to tithe, we could turn this world upside down? I mean, just tithing. I'm not talking about over and above. I'm talking about just tithing. We've got young missionaries driving all over America, sometimes 4, 5, 6, 7 years, trying to get enough missionary support to go to the mission field. It's happening all the time. And by the way, I don't mind telling you, because I attend a predominantly white church, and most of the missionaries that we support are white. Black Africa is full of white missionaries. But we need to do something to help them. A lot of them are young, right out of Bible college, with a baby or two in a car. Trying to get to the mission field. And they go to church after church. Church after church. No support. We know a young man who's in Cameroon, Africa now, who's really doing a great job. But they had to go to language school. When they had to support all race, that one of their biggest supporting churches told them, I'm sorry, but we won't support you while you're in language school. They had to go to Canada, go to language school, and the church wouldn't support them for a whole year. I didn't want to know who it was. Amen. Giving. By the way, three areas of giving: time, talent, and treasure. We need to give. We need to give unto the Lord. We need to give unto the Lord who gave everything unto us. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave. I'm going to ask the choir to come up and close us with a good, rowdy, Pacific Garden Mission style victory in Jesus. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Thank God I know how to shut up because I'm fired up.
Most of you will know this one. It's an old hymn, but at the mission we sing it every Saturday, and sometimes during the week in class. And we might sing it a little bit different. If you've been there, you'll know. But I think you'll still recognize it. Everybody ready?
I heard an old, old story. How a Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me.
Sing it out.
I heard about his groaning of his precious blood atoning. And I repented of my sin and won the victory. Don't you know? Oh, victory.
Lift him up!
To victory beneath the